Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
29 minutes, it is just after 1 on Radio Pulpit on Heart to Heart with Miss Mwangile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. And we gave you sounds there from Smokey No Fall. And the song says, don't quit, don't quit. No matter what it looks like, whatever the situation might feel or look like, never quit. We are not of those who draw back. We are not of those who quit. But we know that we are fighting from a point of, we have won. The battle has been won, actually, and so we should be fighting from that understanding as well. I'm not alone in the studio. I'm with Pastor Masago and I, and we are talking about the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are taking it piece by piece. We are eating this elephant kanyani kanyani mfundis, just piece by piece. And I think it's good that we talk about this now. I'm grateful for that. What I was asking myself as you were talking, I'm asking myself about the four walls.
Yes.
The four walls that we have kept ourselves in our churches and where we are comfortable. I know that, you know, we wake up in the morning, we take a bath every Sunday, we go to church. It's me and my family. And then after church, we come home from a wonderful lunch.
Several colors.
Yeah. And then we relax. Either we watch soccer or whatever. But that's our Sunday. That's how far God is. You know, that's the relationship we have, the Sunday relationship. And then Monday comes, you know. And so I'm asking myself about the four walls that haven't we been... I think that, and I feel like we've been programmed.
Yes.
Haven't we been programmed by the four walls?
I think we have also been...
I don't want to use another harsh word. Yeah, it's a very strong word, so I won't use that. So I will say programmed.
I think we have actually programmed the four walls as well.
Okay.
Not only been programmed by the four walls.
Okay.
We've programmed the four walls for the achievement of what we... desire and what is physical more than what is spiritual. And if I step on a couple of toes, God is a good healer. He would heal those toes. And it's important. The big question we must really honestly ask ourselves, and the Bible says in the last days, even the elect.
Yes. It says the time will be shortened for the sake of the elect.
But also even some of the elect
might.
That's what the Bible says.
Okay. Sometimes I ask myself, why did the Lord Jesus Christ say, let the wheat and the grass grow together?
Yes, because the day is coming where it will be separated, where it shall be known which one is the grass and which one is the wheat. Because it's important for us to actually, and this really brings me back to also the programming of the four walls. Because one of the things that is very critical, and maybe let me share my own personal journey and be vulnerable with that. So the Lord has spoken to me directly. He says to me, look, it's good that people are in the building. But have you ever asked yourself how many you are building inside of them? Have you really asked yourself how many are being built in reality and in
truth? Because they are the real building.
Because, yes, they are the real building. So if you were to actually be so excited about the thousand, whatever, number, whatever, doesn't matter, you gather... honestly, ask yourself, how many of those are you building? And how many of those can literally say...
Because he doesn't dwell in the four walls. Nope. He dwells in this building.
In this building.
Sure.
In this building. So the four walls have also become a space of egocentric pumping. So when I meet Swangile, I'm more about, you know, well, we got 10,000 people that come to our church, you know. And this is how much offering you collect every Sunday. And, oh, yeah. We are constantly about how good our worship team is, how good our service is, how good our lights are, how good our... Not that all that is wrong. No.
But when they come out of there,
when it becomes
who are
the
they?
Center. Yeah, when it becomes the center of why we gather. When it becomes the center of what we are doing. then we're missing the mark.
Because you can't take a car to the garage for servicing and then it comes back the same way. There should be a difference.
You might as well have kept it at home.
And kept your money.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we have programmed the forwards. And I again put myself on the chopping block and say that the real question I must ask myself is, how many people am I changing and impacting?
Yeah, let's take a family. Okay, I was about to take your call. I saw you calling in and I was about to take your call. You can call back again. Would love to hear from you. Let me give out the numbers. I know I didn't. 012-334-1322 family. If you'd like to talk to us in studio, 37871 is our SMS line and it will cost you 150. And our WhatsApp Telegram 0826572729. So you might be not building anything, actually. You might not be,
100%.
And it might be that there's nothing there.
There might be nothing.
God is looking and he's like, there's nothing for me right there.
Jesus says they will come to me in Matthew 7. He says they will come to me and they'll say, Lord, we healed in your name.
Yes. We prayed in Lord, your name. Lord, Lord. Yes. Lord.
And he says, I do not know you. But notice that the people that are saying that, most likely in the context of today, spent most of their life in church. They served in church in your name. They ushered in your name. They worshipped in your name. And says, but I do not know you. And we must constantly...
So you're a stranger to
him. Yeah, you are a stranger to me. Like, you know church so well.
But you don't know
but
me.
But you don't know me. You don't know me. And this is the programming we have actually built around that space. So we've programmed the space and it can become now a fix. A high that we have on the seventh day of the week or on the first day of the week, depending on where you want to count. You know, we have built this high that I need to go get my fix. I need to go get my fix. After that high, what happens? What happens on Monday? What happens on Tuesday? What happens on Wednesday? What happens on Thursday?
It's time we repented.
It's honestly time we repented. It's only God provoked me 2 days ago. He said to me, I gave you an assignment to pray for someone. And you've not been doing that. I'm like, oh, Lord, I repent. Literally. He said, I told you to pray for this person and you're not doing that. I called the person and they said, why are you checking up on me? I said, the Lord actually reprimanded me. He said, I must pray for you and I'm not. And I'm going to continue. I'm going to wake up in the morning and put you in my daily prayers because there's something that God wants to do in your life. Those are the constant day-to-day things that God has assigned us for. He's not saying, I told you to preach on Sunday. Not that that's not important, but that's not the center of what God has called me for. He has called me to.
And as you're saying this, I'm thinking about a number of people who have said to me, God has spoken to me and he says, I have called you to do this.
Yes.
It's time to start.
Yes.
Most of them were saying, he says, it's time.
Yeah.
And another one was like, I don't know where to start. But God says it's time.
The challenge is, you know, most of the people don't want to start because the starting doesn't look like perfection to how the standard of people is or the standard of man is.
In your eyes.
In our eyes. I mean, imagine if Jesus wanted to start his ministry and he says, Lord, no, there must be healing first. There must be deliverance
first. I hear
you. He went to the fishermen. He says, guys, let's start.
Follow me.
That's how he started. Yeah. Now, notice how when Jesus says, and I think for me, something just leaped in my spirit when he said, follow me. He did not say, follow the church.
Mm-mm.
He did not say, follow pastor. I'm sorry if I'm stepping on any toes, the Lord will heal them. He did not say, follow.
But the truth of the matter is that this is where we find ourselves right now.
Yes.
Where we're saying, my pastor. You know, my pastor always says this. And so we are leading people to our pastors or my church.
Yes.
And my church.
Yes.
Come to our church.
Yes.
So we are not calling people to the church, not to pastors.
Yes.
They should be called to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Because remember, he says, follow me and I will make you.
The fishers of men.
He takes responsibility to make us.
Mm.
We follow. In following, we follow to be made and we are made. Not to dwell, not to settle, not to chill back, but to actually go on and run the race in the right way and impact the next person and impact the next person and impact the next person. Andrew does it so well. The Bible says when Jesus called him, he went and he called his brothers. He says, hey, dude, come see this guy. So we must constantly sit in a position where we do that. On the weekend, God challenged me and he said to me, how many people are finding me? When you gather them on a Sunday morning, how many people are finding me? I was like, what, Lord? He says, how many people are finding me? I'm not talking about your great whatever programs. How many people are finding me? And children of God, the key thing we must constantly be ready for is not church on Sunday morning. It's not, conference during the week. No. All those things are good and well, but let them not take us from what is the perfect will of God, of what God has called us to do. And what God has called us to do is to present Jesus as the center, as the author and the finisher of our faith, as the center of it
daily.
All. Daily.
24/7.
100%. No compromise, no nothing. If somebody is sick amongst you, can I pray for you? Why? Because Jesus is the one that heals. If somebody is depressed or is not...
It's upon his name.
Yeah, it's upon his name.
For your name's sake, Lord.
That's it. And Jesus says, upon this rock, I will build my church. Which rock now again? The rock that says, I am Christ, the Son of the living God. So many of us have built on other things, and let's not even put names to them. We've built on other things. And God said to me, if you pass on, and if I pass on, talking about me, he says, if you pass on, do you know that my church will continue? Because it's mine. It's not yours. Yeah, people will mope, cry, and be sorrowful that this person has passed on. But I tell you, you are not the center of the existence of this thing that I'm doing. You are a steward. You are privileged to be part of it, but you're not the center of it all. So stop making it about you. Stop making yourself the center. And it's little things. We can go on and on about this particular subject, but it's little things that we must constantly go back in the mirror and re-introspect.
Really?
And look
it's
at
true.
Yeah, and look at ourselves.
It's true.
And honestly ask ourselves.
As you're talking, Murudi, what comes also to my spirit my mind, not my spirit, is that when I look in the church, there are so many unforgiving people. There are so many unforgiving. And he says, forgive. What does the prayer say again? Forgive us as we forgive.
We start by.
as we forgive, then forgive us.
Yes.
We have so many unforgiving people, so many gossipers in the church.
Sure.
So many backstabbing. So many, you spoke about competitors. We are competing amongst ourselves.
Anything that grows in a certain environment tells us that a certain ecosystem has been built to furnish that growth. So we must constantly ask ourselves, have we built an ecosystem that deals with the presence of such sin in our spaces? When I come to you, Sibongile, and I said, I saw Thomas. The moment I say, I saw Thomas, you create an environment. It's up to you whether you create an environment for us to continue or to stop. Say, no. Stop right there. And we must constantly introspect ourselves. And one of the things that we fail as, and we might actually even be digressing right now, but one of the things that we fail at as a church is to build honest spaces. And I say that without fear or favor. Honest spaces.
Yeah.
The Bible says, you shall know the truth.
And the truth shall set you free.
Not you shall know what is comfortable for you. Not you shall know what makes you okay. You shall know the truth. So this, and I'm not saying we are perfect. I don't like giving examples with other people. So this Sunday, the Lord led us. We're having a Sunday chillers with the young people. And the Lord said, most of them are sexually active. Talk about sex. I said, eh? He says, talk about, deal with that. I said, okay. So when we're sitting there, one young person says, dude, you don't mince your words. I said, how do you mince the truth?
Yeah.
Because that's the truth. So we must actually build an environment. And I've said this before, I think on this show or somewhere else. Uh-huh. I've said this before. The perfect church is not a church of perfect people.
Mm-mm.
It's a church where confession is easy. I can sit back
and say. It's safe.
Yeah, it's safe. I can sit back and say, Murudi, I have sinned.
But now... Where are we at? Where do you even begin? Because Murudi himself will be preaching about you on Sunday.
you catch my drift. And that's the that's why I'm saying the programming that is inside that space,
mm-hmm.
we must really introspect it. We must introspect it. Jesus says to Peter, do you love me? Mm-hmm. He says it three times. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Peter says, yes. Every time he says feed
my sheep.
Feed. That's what he says. Mm-hmm. He says some have been, Ephesians 4, some apostles, some teachers, some prophets, some evangelists, for the building or equipping of the saints, for the ministry work. In other words, if a sheep comes and joins the flock, that sheep must be working after they've been equipped.
Mm-hmm.
So my apostleship, my prophet, my office of the prophet, pastoral office, whatever, is not to amass my own glory, is to equip this person. That this person goes, next thing I'm as yes, Spongile started preaching in her house. And oh, wow, that's wonderful. And oh, Spongile prayed for somebody and somebody was healed. That's kudos. You know what that does? What that does is that it keeps this person focused on God. Their faith in God is increased. Like, can't you, mudimuli na wangu drums. And that's exactly what we want to see.
Sure.
We want to see that growth take place.
Mm.
And constantly as I'm speaking, let each and every one of us ask ourselves this important questions. Where am I?
Of course. That's where I'm asking. I'm asking myself. All right. Let's take another break. But Moruti, do you think that we might have forgotten who God is? Maybe that's why.
Yes.
We are where we are.
Exactly. Exactly. We can expand on that right after the song, I think. You have hit the nail on the head, and we're going to talk about that.
Lord, have mercy on us. We're coming back. In the background, Judith Sipuma, My Reshev.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
My Worship is the song that we gave to you from Judith Sipuma, and we are sitting on 10 minutes just before 2 on Heart to Heart with Miss Pongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. We're talking about the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with Pastor Masagwana. He's in the studio with me. And family, you can talk to us in studio. Be it you have a question that you'd like to ask, be it you have a comment that you'd like to share with us. We'd like to hear from you. The lines are opened on 012-334-1322. And we also live on Facebook. We are also on 37871, which is our SMS line, which will cost you just 150. And you can also send us a text or a voice note on WhatsApp or Telegram or 826572729. Okay, we have one, Muruti, that I'm going to play right now from a family member. Okay, let's do this.
Good afternoon, good family, in the name of Jesus.
Good day,
I'm hearing very well what is the pastor saying there.
Mm.
And now I can hear he is talking to the level of the apostles.
Mm.
And I don't know where are the apostles at this time when the church is at a mess like this. Please, dear love, my family, call the apostles on the pulpit. Call them to the studio to come and put what God has put to them so that the church can be at its track. And when you call those apostles, please call one of the apostles that I know who is talking another language that puzzles another apostles. Her name is Esther Kadi. She's the apostle by the grace of God, and she is standing her ground for Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thank
Let
you.
Let me know. I will tell her. If maybe she's not listening now, I'll tell. If she's not listening, I'll give you her number to when you call the apostles. Please do it. The apostles must do their job. Thank you.
Thank you, Mama, for your command. Your comment this afternoon. I'm drawn to the scriptures as she's talking, and she says, calling on all apostles. I believe when it's God's time, Mama, I'm sorry, but I believe when God speaks, we hear you, Ma. We will see as the Lord leads.
Yeah.
I'm drawn to the scripture right now. It says, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all men. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And I believe right now we are sitting at a prophecy that God is a young man God is using to prophesy during this time.
Yeah.
Not in the way that we want.
Yes.
Because we are used to the now prophets who are prophesying in certain ways. But God has used both Jeremiah, both Isaiah, to tell the nations where he's sending them. And this time around, today, now, he's saying it's time for us to prepare for his second coming. He's conscientizing the church. He's saying, do right. He says, repent. There are these things that you have been doing. Repent from those. And I believe the apostles will come in the right time as well. But right now God is saying, maybe even challenging the apostles themselves to say, check where you at. I'm coming and I'm coming so soon. Are you ready? Are my sheep ready? Is my bride ready?
Acts chapter number 1 verse number 10 to 11. And let's put time to this matter. And this was over 2,000 years ago. Over 2,000. Acts 1 verse 10 to 11. The Bible says, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by him in white apparel, and that's by Jesus, who also said, these are the words of this man, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will also come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Now, the key, there are two things I want us to focus on there. The first thing is, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? So what these two men were saying is that, guys, there's work to be done. There's work that snap out of it, and maybe what God is bringing us to, God is bringing us to now is to get the church to snap out of it.
Yeah, and hasten.
Yeah, and work. And
we were talking off air before we go back to the question that I asked you about us, you know, knowing him.
Yes, yes.
Before we go back to that question, we were talking about when we were off air that we do not know the time. And sometimes we think we do have enough time. We won't mention some things that we mentioned when we were just the two of us. But we were talking about the importance of time.
Man, I think one of the things that has brought relaxation, and that goes back to relaxation, is this deception that the enemy has given us, that we've got 20,000 hours or 40,000 hours or whatever number. We just feel that I've got a lot. I mean, I'm 33 this year, so so I'm thinking
very
to myself,
young Maurice.
You get what I'm saying?
Like, so you're like,
you know,
you're the same age that Jesus started his ministry.
So I'm thinking, okay,
2 years
to
come.
But really, do I?
No.
Do I? And Jesus constantly repeats this with his disciples. There's no one knoweth the time nor the season.
He says he himself
doesn't know
the time.
Only the Father knows.
When I was studying the marriage in Galilee, how they used to do marriage in Galilee, after the families have spoken.
Wow.
The husband to be and yes. the father go back home.
Yes.
He starts preparing for the arrival of the bride.
Yes.
He prepares the place yes. for the bride. But the father will keep tabs. He'll
yes.
come in and say, "No, you're not ready. It's like, fix that, fix that. The bride cannot come to such," you know.
Wow.
So he never knows, but he lies with his men.
Yes.
And the bride keeps preparing herself. Yes. She's always ready because the father can decide during midnight.
Yes.
And say,
yes.
sound the alarm. And then they have to go, pow, 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 and go fetch your bride.
Oh, wow,
so when Jesus was talking, he was from Galilee and
yes.
he was liking it to that.
I'm laughing because it's barely about 2 weeks ago. I was actually
yes.
studying that specific
yes.
thing.
Yes.
And also dealing with the fact that the son who is getting married knows nothing about when this marriage is going to happen.
He keeps fixing.
Yeah,
he keeps decorating.
Constantly,
and,
he's in a state of readiness despite his lack of knowledge of time.
Hmm.
So because we have been deceived to believe we know the time, we are chilling. You know, we're so relaxed.
Like I was saying that last year, somebody was like, "No, he's not coming now. No, relax." And these have to be fulfilled. But Jesus says we never know the time.
I want to actually throw this one back and say, guys, as much as it might not be coming now in some perspective and, you know, and all those things, when are you going? Because there's two ways to meet him. He can come and take us. The Bible says when he comes, we'll meet him in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Be raised and meet him.
Mm.
That's one way.
Mm.
But the second way is me going.
Mm.
When I go, am I ready to meet him?
When you go, are you ready to meet him? Let's do the news headlines and come back. We are not, I don't think we will finish today, Muruti Masagona. No, we won't. Because God wants us to look into things that needs fixing.
Yes.
The bride hasn't been doing her job with excellence.
Yeah.
It's time that we excel now. When Esther was getting ready, there were oils, there were everything. So it's time that we start and trusting the Lord, Holy Spirit's guidance. Lord, have mercy and please help us on this journey.
You're at 657 a.m. Radio carrying 24 hours a day.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.